Investment firms have been spending a lot of money, billions of dollars in total, to buy the songwriting catalogs of music icons. We're talking about Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, and Stevie Nicks. Stacey Vanek-Smith and Anastasia Tsioulkas from our daily economics podcast, The Indicator from Planet Money, are here to explain why some investors are betting these classic songs are the new gold.
Historically, the economics of the recording industry are messy and pretty complicated. And a lot of artists will tell you that that, in fact, is very much on purpose. I mean, this was an industry that had ties to gangsters going back to at least the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm. And the thing to know right now is that in many of these gargantuan deals, we're talking about the rights to the composed music and the lyrics, not the recordings that artists make of that music.
Musicians who have written their own material are selling off their songwriting copyrights to investors. They are all intensely aware that these days they're earning way less on Spotify and other streaming services than they did when fans bought CDs or vinyl. So, Anastasia, you went to a couple of the biggest players in the music business to find out why did music become so attractive to investment firms and venture capitalists all of a sudden?
That's right. One of them is Merck Mercuriadis. As a longtime figure in the music business, he's worked with what seems like everybody. Culture Club, Iron Maiden, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, Beyonce.
And Merck's company, Hypnosis Songs, now owns about $2.2 billion worth of assets.
Merck likes to compare songs as an asset comparable to gold and oil, and that's music to investors' ears.
You know, if there's political upheaval, then the price of gold and oil is affected. But songs are something that you're taking comfort and you're escaping with these great songs, so they're always being consumed.
That's kind of a mix of old-fashioned entertainment business razzle-dazzle with investment talk. But investors are clearly liking the returns they're seeing, according to Larry Miller. He's a professor and the director of the Music Business Program at New York University.
The value of music rights is at a historic high. If you were a songwriter who wrote a very important catalog and you perhaps were looking at selling that a decade or so ago in 2011 or 12, you might be able to obtain something between 12 to 15 times annual net revenue for that catalog. Today, that same writer, they're able to get upwards of 25 to 30 or more times annual revenue.
That is good money.
And these companies are making their investments pay off by putting these classic songs right back into the public's ears. They license them out for use in advertisements, movies, video games, TV shows, on Peloton, and earning some revenue via streaming services too. So look forward to all these classic songs becoming even more omnipresent thanks to Wall Street. Anastasia Tsioulkas,
Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.